My name is Heather Igluliukti, and I am one of the co-curators of this exhibition. And I am an Inuk and Newfoundlander from Nunatsiavut. I grew up in Happy Valley Goose Bay in Labrador. Shirley Morehouse also currently resides in Happy Valley Goose Bay, where she and her husband raised their three daughters. Morehouse works in many different art forms, and this installation includes some of her best-known practices, making mixed-media wall hangings and sculptural forms. In this installation, to honor the fire keepers made specifically for this exhibition, Morehouse created two wall hangings, one which features materials that Inuit have worked with for centuries, such as smoked caribou hide and beads, while the other wall hanging is adorned with synthetic fabrics, electronic components, and even includes a trout made out of a deconstructed computer keyboard. The diptych is a rumination on how healthy and wild our ecosystem in Labrador has been until very recently, as well as how rapidly that seems to be changing in the present. On the left, she recalls summers of her youth, fishing for wild trout with her mother. On the right, she explains that the keyboard trout now references the new testing measures made necessary by the threat of methylmercury poisoning, a concern brought about by the hydroelectricity resource extraction in the region. The vibrant beaded fire set between the two wall hangings honors those who have fought and continue to fight against this environmental destruction. In this way, Morehouse's installation is closely linked to that of other artists in the exhibition, like Bronson Jacques' paintings that also focus on the Muskrat Falls hydroelectric dam, and Zacharias Kunuk's four-channel video installation, My Little Corner of Canada, which shines a light on resource extraction and its effects on land and wildlife in Iglulik. As I was listening to Shirley talk about freely fishing with her mother as a child, I had a memory of being a little kid and cupping my hands together to drink straight from the stream during a hike with my father in Labrador, probably sometime in the mid-80s. I wouldn't feel safe doing that now. Morehouse said she hopes and expects that this installation will trigger similar memories in others. She said in a recent interview that when that happens, quote, "Your mind clicks into other places that you probably forgot you remembered. It's not only my memory, but a big well of memory that I'm trying to just put a little snapshot into and let other people join in," end quote.